But when we come to Dhamma, we say, if the vessel is tainted, okay? So if, let's say, you have a container, and the container is dirty, okay? There's some dirt inside. And if you were to pour water inside, then the water also become contaminated. In which case, if you would use that container to pass people water, will people get the pure water? No. People will get the contaminated water. So this is an analogy to describe how to be a Dharma vessel, yeah, you need to make sure that your container is pure. Needs to be purified first. Otherwise, if your container has dirt and then you receive Dharma, you will taint the Dharma and then you pass on to people, it becomes a problem. So this is often highlighted when you are taking up the precepts, that the first step to becoming a Dharma vessel is to take refuge and observe precepts. So by observing precepts, you purify your body and speech. So you need to clean the dirt. Need to purify. So how to purify? Precepts. 需要持戒。 So when you observe precepts, you purify your body and speech. 这个身口的业。 Now, so then after that, you practice meditation, samatha, you purify your mind. Siu-ting, 净化你的这个心或者是你的意。 But this purification through meditation is just temporary, because it is using the power of concentration to keep the defilements at bay. 在定中呢，我们的内心清净，但是一出定可能又不清净，而且它也不完全清净，因为只是贪嗔烦恼降伏。 但是吃烦恼不见得，不见得，so samatha only purify the greed and hatred. 贪跟嗔。 Then from there, then you need to practice vipassana. So purify our view. Then ultimately, this leads to what? This leads to enlightenment. 这个时候就解脱了。解脱的, when we attain enlightenment, then we are the perfect Dharma vessel. 当然这个